This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory, God. We give you glory, God. Lord, we give you praise, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's open our mouth and begin to give God all the glory. Say, Father, we thank you for day four. Thank you for day one, for day two, for day three, and here we are in day four. Thank you for the great and mighty things that you have done. Tonight, God, we enter with thanksgiving, with praises, with lifting our voices and our hands, and we worship and we say thank you. Thank you for miracles, for signs, for wonders, for deliverances. Thank you, Father, for your mighty move of your spirit. Thank you for turning things around, oh God. Thank you for great deliverances. Thank you for rescue. Thank you for testimonies resounding that we have been receiving. Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise, oh God. We give you praise, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you, God. I'd like us to lift up our voice and ask that tonight the Lord will do for us like never before, exceeding our expectations, that the Lord will indeed visit us tonight in the name of Jesus. We will experience mighty visitation by the hand of the Lord in the name of Jesus. We call for tonight a massive visitation by your spirit, oh God. Jesus be glorified. We thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Keep playing in the background. Okay, just bring it down a bit, because some people complain that when I talk, the music, you know, drowns my voice a bit. Hallelujah. You are welcome to day four. Put your hands together for the Lord. We had a short break yesterday to join the Holy Ghost service in my church, and I believe a lot of you joined as well. That also afforded us some time to refresh, to sleep, you know, to rest equipment and, you know, get ready for the coming days. Tonight will be a very interesting night. I was praying in the spirit. I went to the playground where I go to pray sometimes. I was praying in tongues. And as I was praying, I heard the word authority. See, authority. And then I began to meditate upon it. And the more I prayed, I focused on the name of Jesus. Say, the name of Jesus. So I perceive that today we will, as we praise God, we will enforce the authority in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, the authority in the name of Jesus. So our songs will be around proclaiming the name of Yahweh, Jehovah, from where you have the name Yeshua HaMashiach. His name means salvation. Say, salvation. Hallelujah. And one of the songs we will sing is called Yahweh Sabaoth. Say, Yahweh Sabaoth. It's one of the songs, you know, that we will sing shortly. You know, we've just recorded. The name Yahweh Sabaoth is the name of God that speaks of the Lord of hosts. Say, the Lord of hosts. It means the Lord of hosts. It means the one who goes forth. He's the God of the armies of the heavens and on the earth. Hallelujah. Now, for context, 1 Samuel 17:46, when David said to Goliath, I come before you in the name of the Lord of hosts. That was the name, Yahweh Sabaoth. Amen. And tonight, whatever is a situation in your life will bow. God has highly exalted him and done what? Given him a name. Except that name is above the name of Jesus. It shall bow. Say, it shall bow. Say, it shall bow. Hallelujah. And before we, you know, we read some scriptures, let's just, you know, condition the atmosphere first. Okay? Are you ready? Hallelujah. Open your mouth and begin to bless the name of Jesus. His name is Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the Living God. Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth, let God arise. The God of the armies of the heavens. Na, na, na. people of God will be crowned tonight.
Amen.
We came as prophetic psalmists to enforce victory. Say victory. My God, I can feel it right now. Go to Psalm 149. Psalm 149. Towards the end. Go to verse 5. Go to 6. Let's read together. I want to go. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand. Let's go. To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people. To bind their kings with chains and their noble with fetters of iron. To execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord gave us this song for the body of Christ in these last days, so that when we proclaim it, the Lord of hosts will manifest himself. Tonight, in the name that is above every name, say, in the name that is above every name, we shall execute the judgment that was written in the name of Jesus. Are you ready? Let's sing it one more time and ascend. Yahweh, Yahweh, get ready for victory. Some court cases tonight. I hear chains falling off. Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh Sabaoth. the power in praise. If you sing something, but your heart is not there, and your thought is somewhere else, you are singing empty words. What gives substance to what you say is your heart, the thoughts of your heart. Jesus said, these people honor me with their mouth, but their hearts are far from me. The way to release the power in your praise is to cast your affection on him, to make sure the utterances of your mouth and the meditations of your heart are one. Can you focus on the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? Say, Jehovah!
Jehovah is your name.
Jehovah,
Jehovah is your name.
Deliverer!
Deliverer is your name.
Yeshua!
Yeshua is your name.
Redeemer!
Oh,
trumpet. As the trumpet has blown, you will lift up your voice and say, Yahweh Sabaoth, arise with a shout. upon, lift up your right hand. Say, Father.
That's weak.
Say, Father.
Father.
Say, Yahweh Sabaoth. This hallelujah challenge. Show forth your glory in my life.
If I were you, I will open my mouth wide and let him feel it. Pray with intensity.
This hallelujah challenge. Say this month, show forth your glory in my life. Show forth your glory in my life. Show forth your glory in my life. Say, manifest your glory in my life. Say, Lord of hosts, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, show forth your glory in my life. All around the world, lift up your voice and pray. Show forth your glory in my life. Shine forth your glory in my life.
What are my prayer warriors?
Say, in our nation, Nigeria, show forth your glory this month. In the nation of Israel, show forth your glory. In the nations of the earth, show forth your glory. In America, in Antarctica, in Australia, in Gaza, in Nigeria, in Africa, show forth your glory. You are the one who goes forth. You shine forth. In Jesus' mighty name.
While we're singing, as I looked at Ogima, you know, sometimes the way the gift of the Spirit works with me, sometimes when I look at someone, 2017, I looked at Luke. You know, look in church. It was when I looked at him, I heard a Lord Boboro. I'll just look at him and then I'll just, that word will just come to me. As I looked at him, and it doesn't have to be about him, I saw someone with a very severe stomach issue, like intestine. Lift up your hand. Say, Father, every stomach issue, in the name that is above every name, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, let it be sorted tonight. Clap your hands, tap your feet and pray. Whether it be something with the intestine, anyone in the hospital, whether it be with your liver, with your kidney, anything around your stomach area, let it be sorted out. In the name of Jesus. Let Dr. Jesus visit stomachs tonight. Jesus' mighty name will pray. What is authority? Authority is the power or right. Power or right to give orders. Say, power or right to give orders. Make decisions and enforce obedience. Hallelujah. Every time you see authority in the New Testament, is the Greek word exousia. exousia is not the same as dunamis, power. There, you know, power is enforceability. Is, you know, authority is a judge giving orders, and power is a policeman going to do what? To enforce it. We have the two. Say, so we have the two. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now you are going to use your authority. Say your authority. Now, let me give you a scriptural basis so that you know that you have authority. Say, I have authority. I have authority. That's if you are born again. If you are not born again, we will come to you because you don't have it yet. Alright? You have to be a member of this family. In fact, let's deal with them first so that they would also, you know, benefit from this prayer. There was certain, you know, young men called sons of Sceva. They tried to use the authority in the name of Jesus. Okay, but they were not authorized to use it. As they used it, the demons dealt with them. Alright? As many as believed him, what happened to them? Gave he power. That power there is exousia, authority to become the sons of God. And all you need to do is accept Jesus. Accept Jesus. Accept his sacrifice on the cross. The gospel is a mystery yet simple by the Holy Spirit. Amen. God sent his son, you know, who is also God. Amen. He is the Word. Amen. He is the Word. But he left his pomp and pageantry. He left his throne and became humble to death. Philippians 2:5. Alright? He became obedient unto death. He hung on the cross. He took our place. He took our punishment. He took our sin so that you and I will be eternally free and saved. And all you need to do is to believe on him, to believe on that sacrifice, to accept it and confess it with your mouth, and you will be saved. Say, you will. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the most important decision you would ever make in this life. May you not cross this side of the divide without making that decision. And tonight, God has set all of this up so that you are saved. So lift up your right hand wherever you are and place it on your chest. Mean it from the depth of your heart, and then you can pray these prayers. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came, you died, you were buried on the third day, you rose again, and right now I exalted and seated at the right hand of the Father. Thank you for dying for me. I acknowledge I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. Wash me in your blood. Break the power of sin. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. I am born again. My sins are forgiven. And I am brand new. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Congratulations. You are born again. Now let me pray for you. Father, on the authority that you have given me, as a minister of the new covenant, I declare this one saved to the uttermost. Their sins are forgiven and they are brand new. As they place their hand on their head, as a sign and as a point of contact, fill them with your Holy Spirit and with the evidence of speaking in tongues. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Some of you, as we sing again, you would, you know, the Bible says if you believe, Jesus speaking, you know, on the last day of the feast, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. If you feel, you know, something bubbling in your heart and you want to speak a language you don't know, just release yourself. That's the Spirit of God. Say, that's the river of the Spirit. Amen. Now look to the screen because we're going to pray some fire prayers now. There's a barcode there, and this is very important to us. You see how we take a lot of time when it comes to, you know, souls. We are careful. We're not in a rush. Please scan the barcode. All right. If you can't scan it, if you are not that savvy, you know, on internet, just click the link hallelujahchallengelife.com on YouTube. I think it's on the screen, Abby. Please click it. It's pinned on the screen. Okay. Or go to my profile. I believe on my profile on Instagram, you know, just go there where you have the link, click on it, fill that form. It's so important you fill the form, because, you know, when you fill the form, after the challenge would communicate with you, we're going to send you Bibles, we're going to send you leaflets, all free of charge. And the idea is to help you establish in the faith, to be established in the faith. We have a few Zoom classes. We've got our team ready to, you know, host you. And on the last day, I come on, I join the class and pray over you. And then you're born again. And then, you know, we set you on your way. Amen. So please, this is very important to us. Okay. So let's pray the prayer, since everyone is, you know, has been given authority. See, I have authority. See, I have authority. Now we want to exercise authority against long-standing issues. Say long-standing issues. And stubborn issues. Now, I don't know what they are. It may be a long-standing court case. I mean, I've read testimonies from this platform. Today I read about, you know, a testimony. Someone said they had a long-standing court case. And on this mountain, God sorted it out. And one of the ways we exercise authority is through the name. Say, through the name. Now let me read some of those scriptures I said I'll read. See, I have authority. This is not the time to sleep. Matthew 28:18. This is Jesus speaking. Let's read together. One, two, go. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. If you have a Strong's concordance, if you click on it, you will find that power there is exousia, authority. See, authority. Hallelujah. So, say, Jesus has all authority. Say, Jesus has all authority. Now, let's look at those he delegated that authority to. Amen. Go to Mark 16:17-18. Amen. Remember, I said that authority is exercised through what? His name. Through the agency of what? His name. So when you say in the name of Jesus, it is as though Jesus himself is saying it. Amen. Do you understand? That's why we say the name of Jesus, is that Jesus is telling you this mountain move. Let's read from verse 17. One, two, go. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, cast out devils. They shall speak with. Do you believe? Are you a believer? Including those who just gave their life to Christ now. Amen. Go to verse 18. They shall take up serpents. Amen. Let me give you one more scripture. To show that you have power. Hallelujah. John 1:12. Because you must have an understanding of what you are doing. The power is in the understanding. Say, the power is in the understanding. It's not in the shouting. It's not. You can shout from now till thy kingdom come. Without this understanding, you can't exercise that authority. Amen. Want to go. But as many as received him, have you received him?
Yes,
to them did what? Gave he what? Exousia, power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on him. See, I have authority. I have authority. Now you are going to exercise that authority over every long-standing battle. Every long-standing, you know what it is, so fill in the gap yourself. I'm going to get off the microphone after I call the prayer. Say, Father, in the name that is above every name, I exercise authority given to me through Christ Jesus over this situation. I declare that it comes to an end now. Open your mouth and pray. Someone is not praying. Some of you, it's time to deal with some things in your family. Negative patterns. Declare an end to negative patterns. Open your mouth and pray. Pray in understanding. Decree, command. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Something I saw in my vision today. Let's decree freedom for those who have been held captive by the spirit of sexual perversion. Especially those with homosexual tendencies. That's what I saw in the vision. Especially young people. Say young people. I saw that in the vision today, you know, and I found myself so irritated at it. Let's use the power, the authority in the name of Jesus and declare freedom. As many who want to be free. Let's stretch forth our hands through the camera and declare freedom for young people. Break that power of darkness over them. Those who want to be free, those who are held captive by sexual immorality, masturbation, pornography, you know, every spirit that has held them captive, in the name that is above every name, that chain is broken now. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Woo, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, this is what we're going to do. This is the instruction I get. I'm getting. At the count of three, all around the world, we are going to release that name, Jesus. Please, declare it out loud. I know we're declaring it against that spirit of sexual perversion, but Father, everything that is called a chain, when I say 1, 2, 3 and blow the horn, shout Jesus all around the world, all around the world, things will jump out of people. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus right now. We cover everyone around the world by the blood. Lord, effect mighty deliverance. Some of you will feel the fire of God in your house. I'm telling you, I'm seeing even right now chains breaking. Chains are breaking. People are going to fall under the anointing. The power of God, like electricity, will flow from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Chains will be broken. Depression will be lifted. We are exercising the authority in the name of Jesus. When I count 1, 2, 3 and blow the horn,
Shout Jesus out loud. One, after you hear the sound of the trumpet, the sound of the trumpet is your call. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. For whosoever shall call upon the name of Yeshua HaMashiach shall be saved. Fathers, we blow the horn and your people call your name. We release mighty deliverance all around the nations of the earth. Call that name, call that name, call it Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's it. That's the power of God. There goes the power of God. There goes the power of God. There goes the power of God. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, pray in the spirit. There goes the power of God. There goes the power of God. There goes the power of God. Let every other name fade away. Jesus, call that name. His name is as ointment poured forth. Jesus over Nigeria. Jesus over the nations. Jesus over Israel. Jesus over Gaza. Jesus over Israel. Jesus over Gaza. Jesus over the West Bank. Jesus. Open your mouth and call the name. Angels are being released right now. Tumors are disappearing. Lumps are disappearing. That lump disappear now. That growth will serve you quick notice. Jesus. That urinary tract infection is healed right now. Jesus. That yoke of delay is broken. Jesus. That heaviness is lifted. Jesus. That perversion is broken. Jesus. That door is open in the name of Jesus. Somebody, every time you're about to lift your leg, it feels so heavy, as though there is a metal on it. Lift it right now. Be healed. Be healed right now. I see miracles breaking out by God. I see chains falling off. Some people are being filled with the Holy Ghost right now. I declare that long-standing court case over. It ends in your favor. It ends in your favor. That court case ends in your favor. That curse is broken. That curse that was spoken. That curse that was spoken over your life is broken. In the name of Jesus. That spirit of death goes over. We break and terminate that appointment with death. Lupus. Lupus is healed right now. I hear lupus healed right now. Thank you, Jesus. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. What you waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. That spirit of disobedience walking in your children is broken right now. We banish it right now. That wayward child is coming home. In the name of Jesus, there's healing in that marriage right now. That financial situation is turning around.
Amen. While I was meditating, I heard a name, Akiode. Akiode. I had to ask my a team what it meant. It's a Yoruba name, right? Akiode. What did you say it meant? Or it means? The warriors arrived. You know, I didn't even know. I know when I hear words from the Spirit, it means the warriors are arrived. Now, we introduce the warrior in your situation. And if it means, if it's someone's name, Akiode, the warriors stepped into your situation. I know when I hear the Spirit of God, it's not a name I say or no. I heard it by the Spirit of God. I declare lost fortunes are being recovered. Amen. One of the things I heard 2 weeks ago was lost fortunes will be restored. Amen. Remember I said that in this Hallelujah challenge, God is visiting economies. And we're in the season of what the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Ingathering, is a season of gathering. A season of gathering. As you praise God in this season, your earth yields increase. It yields increase. See, in this atmosphere of praise and worship, our words are heavy. Experience increase. Experience multiplication. The next 3 months of this year, the last 3 months, October, November, December, will be your best yet ever. In the name of Jesus. You will make in the next 3 months what you've not made in 30 years. Let me prophesy again. And the thing you will make will be for the kingdom, because in this last day, if you are looking for wealth to become Lagos big boy, Abuja big boy, Accra big boy. Hey, thank you, Jesus. See, the Holy Ghost just reminded me. I was in a vision. Hey, can you dance for Ghana a bit? What about us? If you are Ghanaian, shout hallelujah. This Holy Ghost. I forgot that prophetic word. He just moved me to say I was in Accra in a vision. I was about to take a lift. I decided, no, let me not take the lift. Let me go through the stairs. I went through the stairs and I saw some, you know, buildings that I've not seen before on this part of the earth. The infrastructure was incredible. And I felt that God is going to do something in Ghana. Nigeria, don't be jealous. You better rejoice for your God. Ghana, God is about to visit you. By God. When I saw it, I was envious. I'm like, but I'm the one ministering. What about my nation, Nigeria? But if when God is visiting your neighbor, is in your neighborhood, Ghana, your time has come. Restoration is coming to Ghana. In the name of Jesus. What was I saying before I went there? Kingdom wealth is not for you to become New York big boy. If that's what you want to become, you see, I've seen too many believers, God gave them breakthrough, and they start chasing women. Everything under the skirt. You won't get this kingdom wealth in the name of Jesus. God is looking for people to put wealth for the advancement of his kingdom. To lift the poor. To build, you know, to restore waste places. Amen. Lift up your hands to heaven. Let the heavens open over you right now. Thus saith the Lord. He says he gives you power to get wealth. That power is ideas and strategy. Receive it now. Receive it now. Some of you will sleep and wake up with generational ideas. In the name of Jesus. Receive it now. For his name's sake. For his glory. Money's owed you will be paid. Will be paid with interest. Remember when we spoke about compound interest? We speak compound interest. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. He will give you power to make wealth so that you will do what? Establish what? His covenant. His covenant. Wealth is coming to the body of Christ. I see a transfer of wealth. I see knowledge for witty inventions. The ideas that this world has never seen before. You know, some of us need to go to the nations of the earth. One of the places we want to go is Ireland. You know, you see, every time I have thy kingdom come, months later, things happen. When UK, we had thy kingdom come, we prophesied, and there became a shift. The queen, you know, died, and then the king came, and there's a revival breaking through in the UK, and, you know, we heard that pastors can now preach freely, and all of that stuff. And then we went to Israel, Rabbi, for thy kingdom come. You see what's happening? You know, even though, I mean, it was breaking my heart. But I believe that God is working something out. Hallelujah. God's going to visit Israel. Can we pray for the peace of Jerusalem quickly? Father, we declare. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Let that war cease right now. Yahweh Sabaoth, show forth your glory. Show forth your glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Just lift your hands and thank him. In the next 7 days, you will hear some earth-shaking testimonies. Say, mine will not wait till 7 days. Mine begins from tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Get your journals very quickly. We're going to dance around them. Dance around your journals. Get us that song. I don't need to beg you. You've heard the testimonies. How many of you saw the testimony of the lady on my wall that I put there? Just obey. Amen. Don't do Harvard with God, though. I went to Harvard. So how's this one? They are dancing. Hey. If you do Harvard, you end up in Hazard. This is an expression of faith. Amen. It's too fast now. Abba. Where's my journal? Say, Father, as I dance in faith, as I turn, let this request turn around and become testimonies. Father, I see weddings in this. I see breakthroughs. I see healings. For those I've written, do you know, everything I've written here is not for me, for people. I have some sisters I want to see married. I wrote their names. I have people I want to have children. Let's dance. As I turn, every other thing is say,
I am dancing around. I am turning around.
Exercise dominion.
Every other thing is turning around.
Yeah.
I am dancing around.
Uh-huh.
I am turning around. To my father and my lover, I am turning around.
As I turn, every other thing is as you have spoken in God's ear, so shall it be. We shall hear your testimony in Jesus' mighty name. Before we close, tomorrow is day 5. 5 is a number of grace and mercy. In fact, I just saw 115 there. Confirmation. 5 is a number of grace and mercy. Tomorrow, we will sing of God's mercy and grace. Don't miss tomorrow so that you enter the week with grace and mercy. Sunday into Monday. Hallelujah. Some announcements on the 22nd. We've not blown the trumpet, so don't go yet. On the 22nd, we have the Hallelujah Festival. Alright, we have Ntokozo from South Africa, 16 people. We are flying 16 people. That cost us some good money. But there's a reason why I'm bringing the full band. We have Minister Dunsi with his full band, Victoria Renza with the full band, and some others and some men of God who will speak over us. And it is a come dress as your miracle. Amen. As the Lord leads you, you want to, you know, give a sacrificial seed, or you want to bless the team, you want to encourage what we do, there's a link, there's a barcode, or I just scan it and just, you know, add an offering to this dance, you know, just see what God will do. Amen. Your money is well spent and accounted for. Amen. What else? We want to thank our partners. The iFix is our internet service provider. We've not had issues. Amen. Carol Films, Premium Trust Bank, our bankers, Zenith, Bentley, you know, Simon Coopers, who, you know, our legal partners who help us to make sure that we don't get into trouble online. We, you know, we want to say thank you, Showgear, you know, and to you all also, thank you. Lift up your hands, Father, as we blow the trumpet. Let it be a seal on our proclamation tonight. Visit your people in the dream. One of the things that happens as we praise is we release angels. They are the ones who cause the earthquakes. Remember, when Jesus was going to rise, the Bible says angels went and rolled away the stone. So Father, as we blow the trumpet, we release angels to effect deliverance in Jesus' mighty name. Bless you. Amen. God bless you.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.